So you obviously knew the old offense very well, getting to know the new offense. What are the biggest differences?
I think patience. You know, so much before was just speed, and now it's more about understanding holes and things like that in this offense and how we're going to get open. But it's definitely different. But at the same time, when you look at it, most NFL teams do play the same type of offenses. It's just how you run it.
So it sounds more like you guys have to react.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. Yeah, we read and react, and takes some getting used to, understanding each defense every snap, and then who is going where, and then reading off that.
About your position specifically, what are the differences?
Well, you know, Tony and I still doing a lot of the same stuff, splitting out, doing things like that. So, you know, it's changed in some aspects, and in others it hasn't. It's pretty similar.
You see yourself kind of filling what Nate Jackson's been here in the last couple of years?
Hopefully, you know, helping both Daniel and Tony, and then, you know, we got Richard Quinn. So hopefully, you know, we can have a really strong tight end group, but we'll see.
How is Daniel coming along?
He's been this offense before. It's coming pretty easy to him. The rest of us, you know, myself, has been this West Coast offense since I was in college. So it's a new transition for me, especially in the verbiage, and for Tony as well. So, you know, understanding that and just hearing it and reacting instead of thinking every word through. What's that?
I met Richard Quinn. I got their
Richard.
Of course, Dan Graham's coming along.
Yeah.
He's doing
fine.
Richard Quinn. How's he coming along?
Well, you know, he's just like most rookies. He's learning as he goes. He's got a lot to learn, and it happens fast. And he'll get there. It's just right now, you know, things just aren't processing as fast as he'd like, but that's the way it is for every rookie on every team in the NFL right now. Oh yeah, definitely. And you know, if you play John Madden football a lot, it makes it all easier to read everything. But yeah, you know, for some of us it comes a little easier because we've been around and we've seen most of this. And now it's just understanding why and when it's going to happen and things like that. And I think they're doing a great job of coaching and putting us in situations so that we can read and react to that. And you know, more than I've ever done before and doing that kind of stuff. You know, down and distance, type of team we're playing against, you know, just understanding those situations. I mean, they're putting us in tough situations where we have to think on the move, and it's great. You know, it's quite a challenge, but I, you know, it's something everybody, you know, if you're not in the NFL to be challenged, it's, you know, you shouldn't be here. So everybody's been excited about it.
Surprised it's taken him. I mean, he hasn't completely turned around
over
there in Boulder. It's a little more difficult than.
Well, I'll put it to you this way: everyone, I had three. Well, counting the year I played, but I had four head coaches, Division I sports, and not every coach is in the sports business for the same reason. And unfortunately, everyone is just judged on wins and losses. To me, I see it differently because of the type of coaches I had. They weren't always good, and or did the right things. But the type of people he's producing, to me, that's more winning than, you know, say, NFL players. And I understand, you know, he's getting paid a lot of money. It's a big school. They expect to win. But to me, I see it in a different aspect coming from seeing it differently. And personally, I think he's doing a great job. And hopefully those type of guys who he's bringing in, it's going to transcend from doing things right off the field to doing it right on the field.
Yeah.